Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. Some things just go together. Mornings and coffee, stamps and envelopes, but art and chemistry? The murals painted by Max Ivanka at St. Nicholas Catholic Church in Millvale rely on science for survival. A fire burned St. Nicholas to the ground in 1921. The new church might have been mistaken for the old, except for its blank, white walls. The soaring expanse gave then-pastor Father Albert Žagar an idea, says Aaron Sierkowski, docent at the Croatian parish.
Father Žagar attends this art show downtown, and he's looking over the work of this Croatian immigrant.
Artist Maxo Vanka. It's 1935. Vanka had recently moved to the United States with his American wife and their daughter to escape Europe's devolution into war.
He writes a letter to Maxo through a mutual friend. Please come visit my church here in Millvale. I'd like to commission you to paint these walls.
Vanka painted 11 murals in just 8 weeks. They depict familiar Christian scenes, Mary and the baby Jesus, the crucifixion, and they're pervaded by a sense of calm. But Sierkowski says when Vanka returned in 1941 to paint the other 14, things had changed.
The Second World War began, and his homeland of Croatia was one of the first countries to be invaded, and he's very angry.
They're different. They really are.
From a seat in the 21st pew, Father Dan Whalen surveys the later murals. Angel and Justice in a gas mask, the Blessed Mother on the battlefield, the capitalist checking his stocks, ignoring the hunger of a man begging at his table. Whalen says Father Žagar gave Vanka free rein.
He didn't tell him, I want this and I want that or anything like that. But he says, I want you to put your heart into this and try to deliver it as best you can.
Sierkowski says Vanka's anger at the suffering of workers and mothers and sons raised for war presses on the viewer. Nothing feels right or comfortable in these scenes.
Our time here on Earth is short. To really spend that time treating those around us with respect and taking care of the Earth we live in as well were messages he tried to speak of his entire life.
More than 60 years after Vanka painted the struggle between the best and worst of human nature, there was a different battle of nature. The remnants of Hurricane Ivan raged through Pittsburgh in 2004. St. Nicholas took on water through its roof and bell towers.
What that water has done, it's created a moisture within the walls that has never dried out.
The Society to Preserve the Millvale Murals of Max Ivanka hired Rika Fulk and her all-female team of conservators to stabilize, clean, and restore the murals. Fulk knocks her way along the sidewall of St. Nicholas, listening for the hollow sound of damaged plaster.
Yes. Did you see how that just crushed in like that?
This is the salt.
The salt, efflorescence, grows in startlingly fuzzy patches, pushing through to the surface along the path of least resistance. The murals.
First time I saw it, I thought, what are we going to do?
Fulk turned to the Ferroni-Dini, or barium method, soaking poultices with a succession of chemicals and applying them to the walls. A series of reactions converts calcium sulfate, destructive salt, into calcium hydroxide, one element of a healthy plaster wall. Fulk fondly points to before and after pictures and says it's an honor to work on the murals.
They're powerful images. You forget you're in Pittsburgh. You forget you're in a city. You feel like you're somewhere else when you step in here.
In the European tradition, Vanka painted himself into his Millvale work, in a mural toward the back of the church. Bald and wearing a goatee, he gazes at the resurrection. It's a hopeful scene, light, with archangels playing traditional Croatian instruments. For 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.